The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
Your beloved Rockets yesterday pulled off another strong
finish. You told me it was over.
It should have been. When they can't hit shots and they get in a close game, they just can't win. And you know what? I still think they're winning the series, but I don't want to hear from Rocket fan, but we got a chance against the Lakers.
Here's the problem. The Rockets are basically a Mike Leach offense.
Yeah.
It's Kyle Shanahan in the Super Bowl. They are the worst team with a lead. Like, I never feel good with the Rockets having a lead in the fourth. Have you been working on handicapping these early games? Are you struggling as much as I am?
I did some work on it today, and I don't know if struggling's fair. It's just, I feel like I need to be cautious here until I actually see what it looks like. It's usually early in the season, we're all feeling our way with stuff. And if you go in with a strong opinion on a team, then that's great. You want to get it before Vegas catches up. But I'm kind of with you. It's not that I'm struggling with it. It's just that I'm uncertain.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three. 713-780. ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Or you can get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. You can text the show. You know the number for that. Or you can watch us on Twitch. Get some commentary during the breaks. You missed the first 2 hours. A little sportsy, and then we got snaky. So, you know, we'll mix it up a little bit.
You got a sneeze?
Yeah.
Just do it. Go for it.
There we go. That was pretty weak.
All that COVID all over the table.
Yeah, well, and you know what's funny is this is the time of year where I almost always get a summer cold. And you're not allowed to have summer colds or anything like that anymore.
No, where everybody will worry about you.
Yeah, because then they're going to be, oh, Rona.
You need to stay home.
Yeah. But that was just a generic
Remember
sneeze.
When you stayed home just because you did Trey's podcast?
Yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
But, no, there's always about, by the third hour in here, I've always said this, there's something in the air that I always wind up sneezing a couple times in the 6 o'clock hour. So, can we talk about how you should probably keep your wife away from Brad Pitt?
I mean, help it. I don't let my wife around him.
Yeah, listen, let's be honest. I don't care who you are out there. It certainly includes us. Brad Pitt wants your wife. Brad Pitt's taking your wife. That's just happening, right? Do you see who his new girlfriend is?
No.
A 27-year-old model named Nicole Podorowski from Germany.
Okay.
And, you know, she's predictably, you know,
hot.
Attractive, yes. She also happens to be married to a 68-year-old restaurateur.
So is he kind of okay with this deal or what?
Yeah, apparently they have an open marriage.
Oh.
But she's been married to this guy for 8 years. So think about this. He was 61 and pulled a 19-year-old.
Oh, you know how he did that.
And they have a child together who's a 7-year-old son. So
she's had a baby. Boy, that body is that's a strong
yeah.
mom
yeah,
body.
Yeah, you're checking that out. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
good for her.
She's too skinny for me. I mean, she's got that almost that look I just don't like. But yeah, so basically if Brad Pitt says, "Hey, I'm gonna hook up with your wife," I guess you might as well just say yes because you know. I suppose if you're 68, you just don't care anymore, right? It's like, dude, I get to hook up with that. If Brad Pitt wants it, sure. Go ahead.
Yeah.
But, so just let this be a lesson, guys. Brad Pitt wants your wife. You might as well just roll with it.
Yeah. Suddenly, oh, well, we've got an open marriage now.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm guessing it wasn't open before she met Brad Pitt.
Probably not.
Let's squeeze in a call. Anthony. Go.
Sports, guys.
Sports to you.
All right. So I always got irritated at AJ when he said this, but I got to give him credit, which I don't want to do. when I watched the Miami game and I saw what Jimmy Butler did, that is what championship DNA looks like versus James Harden hiding behind a chair and disappeared in the end of the game. And my wife is like, ain't James Harden the best player, like, in the world? And I was like, yeah, he's supposed to be. And she was like, yeah, but Jimmy Butler's not even that great. And he basically just won the game single-handedly against the league MVP. And James Harden's here hiding. And I had to tell her, like, you know what? You sound just like A.J. Hoffman. And she was just like, yeah, maybe you should listen to him more. So I will start listening to your show more often.
All right.
I used to hate you guys because you're always honest.
Well, yeah, you don't want to hear. Knows? You want to hear the sunshine. I wonder what Adam Clanton's been saying. What's Adam Clanton been saying about the Rockets? Are they still the best team in the whole world?
Oh no, I don't listen to them. I listen to all your other shows.
You just stop listening to the radio. Station. You're just out. Yeah, okay. Well, I'm glad you're coming around on our honesty. I'm glad that. Is it weird that just after we discussed open marriages and Brad Pitt sleeping with your wife, that guy's like, my wife says I should start listening to you. Is that weird?
Are you going to steal his wife?
No, I'm not stealing his wife.
Okay, I'm just, well, no.
I think his wife is giving him permission.
Giving him permission to sleep with you?
I think so.
Mm.
Or at least to listen to me. Like, I don't know. He's at least open to a conversation, I'd say.
Mm, a lot of open
in
these discussions for some reason.
Everybody's open.
Oh, boy. How the hell did we get
here? I'm no Brad Pitt.
True. True.
I'm a different kind of hot.
We're all, you know what? We're all allowed to believe that we have something positive going on. So there's that. Stu says, heck, I'd sleep with Brad Pitt. Give me California Brad Pitt. Like young Brad Pitt with the hair and the.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. That one I would definitely be.
I kind of like, if I had to sleep with Brad Pitt, I think I would go with like the Ocean's Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Like where he's got the clean cut look and he's like, I mean, he looks mature. He looks like he's, obviously he's a criminal, but he looks like he's got a full-time job and he's got some stuff going for him. Like I like that if I were looking for a mate.
Yeah, the law dog says,
I wouldn't want Brad Pitt in Snatch.
No. And
I couldn't understand what he's saying.
Yeah.
Plus, he lives in a caravan. I don't want that.
No. I don't really like Fight Club Brad Pitt. Loud Dog
he's
brought
too
him
much.
Up. Yeah, he's high maintenance.
Oh, Vampire Brad Pitt would be hot, too.
Oh, yeah. That one, I'm all over that.
Yeah.
I'd be right in the middle of that Brad Pitt-Tom Cruise threesome right there.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I like California Brad Pitt. That was because that was the first time I saw him really take a role where he wasn't just a pretty boy, where he plays, he's a bad guy. And he had the hair going on. Let's see what Richard has to say about this. What's up, Richard?
Hello?
Hello, Richard.
Yes, sir. I was agreeing with everything you're saying about Brad Pitt. And before I ask you my Rockets question, I would really encourage you to Google the list of John Mayer's girlfriends. Because I think I'm not saying he's better than Brad Pitt, but I think his list is better of women he's dated.
Yeah, he's had a strong. He's got a strong resume.
But yes, my Rockets question was, do you think if we go to the second round that we will finally use Tyson Chandler? Because I called Josh Ennis and he hung up on me and said Tyson Chandler's not even on the team.
Well, Tyson Chandler is on the team, but the answer would be the same as if he weren't on the team. They're not going to use him, even against the Lakers, barring some sort of massive injury. I think the Rockets are done with that kind of ball. They're not looking to play that kind of basketball anymore. So, no, I think they've got to die with what they've got. They're living and dying with these with the dwarf ball, and even if it kills them against LA, they're gonna roll it out there. I'm still not sure they're gonna even get there. I'm totally unconvinced that they're gonna beat the Thunder in this series.
I think that's the third call in 24 hours of a show on our station getting asked, is Tyson Chandler going to play in the second round if they make it?
Yeah, I don't know.
Patrick and Jason got the same question.
I'm not the coach.
I don't know if it was the same guy, but.
I'm sure it is.
I'm not the coach, but no. I'll go with no, he will not play.
Getting a lot of 12 Monkeys Brad Pitt. He was a little crazy in that.
Yeah.
Troy Brad Pitt.
Oh, he was pretty hot there.
Yeah.
Good body.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good body, Brad Pitt.
I mean, he was in fantastic shape for Fight Club. He just was too weird for me.
Yeah.
And the no hair thing. I mean, it works on a chick, just not for a guy.
Wait a minute. What is that supposed to mean?
Nothing. Nothing. Next topic. Pat in the 409 says, the weird and creepy is back. Knew it wouldn't be long. What's so weird and creepy about admitting which Brad Pitt you'd want to hook up with? The loud dog, Benjamin Button. Let's not discriminate.
Well, that would be illegal in many states. Yeah,
well, it depends. Well, you got to catch him right in that middle, right? You know, you can't, because technically when he's an old, he's a young. So mentally, no. And then he's a baby. That's just gross.
It's gross.
So it's got to be somewhere in the middle, right?
I mean, you're playing with fire, Fred D. Stat.
No, not me. Not me. I'm not interested in that at all. I'm trying to help the loud dog here. You know, he's the one that said, let's not discriminate.
What about Mr. and Mrs. Smith?
Yeah, that's a good one.
What about when he's Lieutenant Aldo Rain?
Not a sexy character.
Is he too much? Is the voice too much?
Yeah,
is
that the voice, problem? The voice is a little too much. I mean, I love the character, but...
I guess he's really handsome in Legends of the Fall.
Yeah.
He's young and spry looking.
What about...
I think he's a hotter soldier in Fury than he is in Inglourious Bastards.
What about Meet Joe Black era, where he's death?
No, I don't want that.
I kind of think that sex with death would be kind of sexy. And I think Flea nails it on the Twitch. Give me True Romance, Honey Bear, Bong, Floyd, Brad Pitt. Everyone loves Floyd, Brad Pitt. That's true.
What about the Jesse James Brad Pitt?
Not bad.
Okay.
Not bad. Not my first choice.
All right.
So, okay. Enough of this nonsense.
If you had to pick one Brad Pitt to sleep with your wife, which one would you pick?
I wouldn't want her to enjoy it too much, so I want to get the oldest version of Brad Pitt, probably. Probably Aldo Rain. I'd say Aldo Rain.
I would for sure pick the vampire Brad Pitt, because maybe then he'll kill her.
Yeah, there is that. I mean, I don't really want her dead. Well, I'd stand to inherit a lot of money, so if we're going to...
That's right.
If we're going to play this out... I would say, like, old Brad... She'd have to get old Brad Pitt, because guess what? She's kind of old now, too.
That's right.
So there. But I mean, I'd be okay. I just, same thing I always tell her, I just want video.
Yeah. Hey, did I miss a read, Aaron? Okay, so I'm telling people about hoops right now, right? Okay, I'll tell them about hoops. I can do that. Guys, Pro Dunk Hoops, produnkhoops.com. That's where you want to go if you need a basketball goal. You want the best basketball goal on the planet. I'll say this. It was probably I got mine installed November of last year. And it was probably the best investment I could have made because hindsight is 50-50. Now I know that my kids were going to be driving me and my wife crazy being stuck at home all the time. Thank goodness we put up that Pro Dunk Hoops goal outside, and they play ball every single day. My biggest trouble now is, Dad, can you move the truck so I can play some ball? Can you move the truck again? It's just nonstop. The goal is great. The thickest steel of any goal on the market. A backboard that if it cracks or breaks for any reason, they'll replace it for free. And they've got a design to fit your home, your driveway, your backyard. They've got a fully portable version. Something for everybody. And they all adjust 10 feet to 5 feet with the turn of a handle, so all ages can play. See it all at produnkhoops.com. That's produnkhoops.com. Or check them out, 281-351-9822 for Pro Dunk Hoops.
A window, a walking flame, long hair, brown eyed with the round behind. That's the type you like to invite. But this is a solo crew, so I think I'll stop for a spark. But I buy you with a mind in the sky. Low clouds, mesmerize below.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
I've been waking up throughout.
You're listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. I'm not really sure where to go after Brad Pitt stealing your wife. I mean,
where can you go from there?
I don't know.
Honestly,
I've got. I don't know if you saw this video. It's the kid getting caught up in the kite in Korea and getting lifted like 300 feet off the ground.
No.
Oh, this is right up your alley. You need to find this.
What do I type in? What? Where? Where?
Well, it's.
I emailed it to you, I think, yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
How did I miss that one?
I don't know. I was kind of surprised you hadn't brought it up yet. So.
Here's it was email. Yesterday's email.
Okay. What's it? What's the? How did I miss that? That headline would have normally jumped out to me.
Yeah, exactly.
It's funny because I remember, I remember reading this yesterday, and I remember divorce rates have jumped during the pandemic. I remember that headline. Americans say they've spent time to work on themselves and become a better person. I remember seeing that, which I thought was BS.
Right.
63-year-old Abraham Lincoln impersonator arrested on child porn. I remember that.
Well, that was Jim of the Day yesterday.
Joe Rogan started showing off his new place in Austin. I remember that. Right in the middle of all those is a 3-year-old in Taiwan was picked up by a kite and flown 100 feet in the air. I didn't see it.
Oh, well, now you're going to have to watch it.
I got to see. Is there a video?
Yeah.
Yeah. God, I can't believe you missed this.
I know.
This is such an AJ story.
It's got. Oh, and, where are you? Where's the video?
See, now he's fixated on it. He's not going to be able to think about anything else until he sees it.
This is a still picture. There's no video in this link.
No, I saw the video. Go to Bro Bible. There's a version.
I'm just going
to
put in Twitter kite girl.
Yeah, that'll probably get you there.
That'll take it.
But,
oh, here it is. Oh, she's getting whipped around good. Oh, man. Wow. Was she holding on or was she stuck to it?
I think she was stuck to it.
Then why'd they get her down?
Wrapped around her.
Yeah. She should have kept flying. She should have rode it out.
Thankfully, she's too young to remember any of this. So you talk about being scarred for life. Like the first time she gets on a plane, she's going to throw up.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know. I can't believe you hadn't seen that. Aaron sent that to you yesterday. And I'm sorry we didn't get to it yesterday, but... You know, there was other stuff.
I'm sorry. I missed it.
Well, now you've seen it. That's that to me goes into my Hall of Fame of little kid videos.
That's pretty good.
So, I do have some bad news. I like to pride myself on being the non-pedo COVID-19 source for Houston. This is not a pedo thing. It's a non-pedo, not so good news. You've got a cat, right?
I do.
Just one?
Two.
Two? Yeah. Well, guess what? A new study has found evidence that cats can be infected with the coronavirus and easily spread it to other cats within 2 days of exposure.
My cats wear masks.
Fortunately, none of the felines have given the virus to people yet that we know of.
Okay.
But they exposed six. See, this is kind of mean. They exposed six healthy cats that were less than 6 months old to the Rona via the nose and mouth. A day later, they introduced two other cats and let them socialize. And another pair of cats served as the controls. The cats were watched for up to 21 days with some euthanized and autopsied at various days to study the effects of the infection on the body more closely. What are we learning about the Rona from infecting cats?
I mean, we learn nothing unless you're a cat and then you're like, oh God, well, cats have to be concerned now. But I mean,
but
I'm learning nothing from that for me.
And you have to euthanize and autopsy it.
Well, it's going to do me no good.
As long as the cats can't give it to humans, but we don't really know right. that.
I have one cat who never goes outside.
Yeah.
And then another cat who's kind of an inside outside cat. And I think she only interacts with one other cat that constantly attempts to rape her, but that cat's been gone for months because he had my cat cornered on the front porch and I let my German Shepherd out.
No.
And he hasn't been back in a while. So
did the Shepherd poop him out in the backyard?
No, it didn't kill him.
No.
But it did scare the bejesus out of him, I think.
Yeah, we only have the one cat left, and all he ever does is he's got like a little tower that he just hangs out on all the time, and he only leaves to go to the litter box because he's scared to death of the dog.
Well, I mean, he saw his buddy get murdered.
It was cat slaughter. It wasn't murder. It wasn't intentional. I mean, let's just. I don't want false rumors out there.
All right, if you say so.
We had a. We had a trial. And deferred adjudication for cat slaughter. And actually, as an accomplice to cat slaughter, because the other dog was actually the one responsible, I believe. But, you know, I there's no video of it, so there's no way to tell for sure. And it's just like we talk about with some of these cases. You have to be able to prove it. And in this case, the plea bargain was the best way to go because the physical evidence pointed to, you know, the cat having a heart attack. You know, there was no blood splatter.
Right.
And I'm just telling you, I did the forensics on it.
Well, I'm saying if I go and I start shaking around an old person and they die of a heart attack, it's still murder.
Well, there was no proof that the cat was shaken. The cat was cornered and had a heart attack. He freaked out. Most of the, you know, stuff was post-mortem.
So, did you do an autopsy?
No, I did not do an autopsy. And as you recall, put him in a bag. But and thank you for bringing up this wonderful memory. So
I think you brought that up.
Well, I mean, you brought up the, you know, I just mentioned the cat, and you said, "Well, you killed his brother."
You said murder. You said the cat's terrified of the dog, and I said rightfully so.
Yeah, but you said murder, and murder's not accurate. It was a cat slaughter, and it was third degree cat slaughter.
No, that's at least first degree cat slaughter.
No,
if not, I mean, just straight up murder.
It was not murder. They did not intend to kill the cat. It was an accident, actually.
Aaron,
I think I was going to go cat slaughter 2. Because there was an actual intent.
Can I just say?
How do we know that?
Neither of you guys saw the crime scene.
They coexisted before that.
Yeah, they lived together for months. There was no problem. You guys didn't see the crime scene. Okay, you didn't do the forensics. You didn't do the DNA testing. So I don't think you're qualified.
Neither did you, Johnny Cochran. You're just assuming.
No, of course I did.
Said you didn't. You said you picked it up and put it in a bag and threw it in the dumpster.
No, but that doesn't mean that there wasn't DNA all over the scene. I was able to discern what happened. I did a full investigation.
I don't think you did.
I mean, if the
I think you were trying to clean it up before your wife got home, if I recall.
She was out of town for another 2 weeks. So, and yeah, I mean, but no, I did a full investigation. And I watch a lot of Law & Order, so I know exactly what I'm doing. And you know what? We did one of those closed case files things last night.
Yeah.
45 minutes. Nailed the whole thing. I knew who did it right away. I just had to prove it. Those things are fun. If you guys want to borrow one, we got like, you know, we're kind of passing them around to friends now.
What, a cat?
Not the cat.
Oh.
The closed case file thing.
Oh.
They're actually a lot of fun to try to figure out. A lot of pervs out there, though. And 409 says, Fred, CSI feline coming to A&E soon. Well, would it be feline or canine?
I don't know. I mean, it depends if we're talking about the victim. Is it SVU?
Do we want victim?
Is it feline SVU?
Yeah, I don't know. I think we want, do we want to be on team killer or team victim?
I got good news for you, Fred. Your Raptors, who were down pretty good early, they've pulled away a little bit. We're coming 2.5 minutes left in the third, and they've got a 12-point lead.
Talk to me with 5 minutes left in the fourth. I don't care until then.
Okay.
Because you could be down 20 right now, and it'll be 6 by then. So. But, you know, it was an unfortunate accident. And because it actually, for some reason, the idiot decided he was going to try to get into the downstairs bedroom and was making a bunch of noise. And like a couple days before, they went down there and started barking at him. And so I'm pretty sure that's what, of course, now the little one, well, she's not the little one. I got to quit calling her. She's 55 pounds. She's a pretty good size for a dog. But she gets crate trained now, and, you know, whenever I'm not there, she has to be in the crate. The other dog can run around and kill things. But she's getting too old. She doesn't have enough interest right now. She's just like,
right.
I just want to sleep, you know. Yeah. Every now and then, I want you to pet me, make sure I'm fed, and otherwise, don't mess with me.
All right. 713-780-ESPN
is your number. We only got two segments left. We'll make it. All right. Don't go anywhere. It is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. So it looks like Alvin Kamara is holding out and maybe on the trade block. I think they'll get it worked out.
Yeah, I would imagine. I mean, we already know Dalvin Cook proved that it ain't easy to hold out. It's nice right. In theory to say I'm going to hold out, but once you start doing it and you realize, okay, well, they already know what the day is that I've got to be back, well, and then you're going to come back because Alvin Kamara doesn't have enough money banked that he can right. Just say, well, F you guys, I'm out then.
So one of the...
And by the way, Alvin Kamara, maybe like come off of a good season and try to say, hey, I need some more money. Like, if you were, you know, closer to being up for contract after 2 years ago, you could have held out and said, all right, hey, guys, you see what I am. Last year, you weren't very good. And now you're like, hey, you guys need to pay me top running back money. Well, right now, it doesn't look like you're a top running back, bud.
Where do you draft him in a fantasy draft?
I don't know. I've done 0.0 fantasy football prep.
Yeah, all I know is that I'm going to find a way to get my guy Austin Eckler again because now that he's the only
guy. He was good for me last year, but that's the problem. Austin Eckler was great last year because he was like a 15th round pick.
Right.
Now you're going to have to take Austin Eckler in like round two.
Yep, yep.
And it's now the value's sucked out of him.
I do think...
like Brad Pitt in Interview with a Vampire. All the juice is sucked out of you. The goodness.
Well, it was actually... It was Tom Cruise that all the stuff got sucked That's out true. Of. That's true. Yeah.
But so. Who did the sucking?
Well, remember they tried to kill him, and then he had to feed on rats and stuff like that. And slowly Lestat became something of himself again. And yeah. That is a good movie to watch stoned. It really is. I mean, there's a lot of movies that are better when you're stoned. So, hey, man, they made that little girl a vampire. Like, what the hell, man? They can't do that. 713-780-ESPN. I mean, I'm just saying I've done that. I have watched that movie stoned, and it's a lot better. It's like...
I mean, I'll take your word for it. I'm not going to go home and smoke out and watch Interview with a Vampire.
Well, I mean...
Not tonight, anyway. I'm so over the, like, why does the girl who's interviewing him have to wear the mask and the coach doesn't?
The coach is in a different room, too, right?
No, this is the one where they're on the court and they've got the long boom mic. Like, if he doesn't have to be in a mask, why does the girl interviewing him have to be?
Why do we need the girl interviewing him anyway? I still think sideline reporters are the dumbest thing ever.
Now it's like super muffled on one end and then you hear clear voice from the other. It doesn't make sense. If they're that far apart, neither one needs a mask. And that reminds me, I thought the rule was going to be if you were a coach, you had to wear a mask on the sideline.
I thought so too.
And now the Raptors coach is just like, no, I'm not wearing a mask. I think they're getting lax with the rules there in that bubble. But that said, I've always thought it was ridiculous that they're in a bubble and all these guys are tested every day and they're all around each other and only each other. I thought it was stupid.
And the players don't have to wear them, so why should the coaches?
Well, that's a good question, but that's what they said was going to happen, so I'm just saying.
Are you guys going to do any traveling for Labor Day weekend?
I don't think so. I think baseball's starting up Labor Day weekend.
Mm. Aaron?
Negative.
Wow. We're in a big minority then. Apparently, 60% of Americans plan to travel this Labor Day weekend. according to a research. 88% are planning to drive of that 60%, which makes sense. Yeah, I got no plans. Plus, Saturday's Derby Day, and I'm not going anywhere. I'm going to watch the Derby.
You know, like, there was people who were telling me, oh, you shouldn't fly to Oregon. And then when you really think about it, flying for, you know, 5 hours is so much safer than driving for 3 days and stopping at countless gas stations and hotels. Hotels, that's kind of the thing that worries me, honestly. I don't really want to stay in a hotel.
I'd be more worried about gas station bathrooms. Once you get past Buc-ee's, you know, that would be my bigger concern. But I'm not that worried about stuff like that, as long as I'm not around people. But, you know, because, I mean, I do think, unless you're staying at, like, Motel 4, they're doing a pretty good job of cleaning those rooms. But, and they can't do like they used to, where you could walk in and there'd be blood and dead bodies. And Game Over Man says, hotels are empty. No need to be scared of that. That's true.
Yeah, but, I mean, somebody's staying there, and they're like, oh, no one stayed in this room in 3 days. Well, how well did you clean it when you did? I don't know.
Yeah, I think it's a little over-paranoid, because they're not going to be people, especially if there's not people in the hotels, they're not going to be using the same rooms. So, I mean, again, it depends on the quality of the hotel. I'd feel pretty good about one that people are actually...
Oh, God, you were right, Fred. It's 80 to 79 now.
I mean, don't even tell me the score. I don't care about basketball scores until 6 minutes are left in the fourth quarter.
Okay.
There's really no point. He says, I work in hotels that are less than 20% occupied everywhere.
See, I'm not worried about other people in the hotels when I'm there. Because when I go to a hotel, how often do I see someone else who's another guest in the hotel? Like, when I'm in Vegas, obviously, because that's a hotel casino. But even when I'm in the hotel, I might pass someone in the hall in Vegas, but it's not like I'm, you know, running into other guests. When I go to a regular hotel, I almost never see another guest.
But I think the point he's making is that because they're not occupied, there's fewer rooms to have to worry about being used and be re-cleaned. That's a thing. But I'd be curious. I don't really have any interest in going anywhere this weekend because, I got Derby on Saturday, and I'll probably just drink all weekend.
And that's a programming note. All the shows on our station will be off on Monday. Where the whole shebang, we're going to be national all day. So everybody's got the day off on Monday.
Okay.
Normally we work on Labor Day because normally college football season is already underway and. You know, we're
NFL's about to start, but you know what? We've got it, everything's pushed back, so yeah, it makes sense. So,
speaking of NFL starting, I don't know. Remember yesterday we were talking about Texans Chiefs, and the number was what, 10?
Yeah,
could be some sharp money coming in on your Houston Texans.
Yeah,
the Chiefs open as 10-point favorites over the Texans. On July 9th, when they first put out numbers. So, it's a good while ago now. We're talking about almost 2 months ago. And it's been pretty solidly at 10 points since then. Till today.
Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. Houston now sits at +8.5. So, a 1.5 push towards the Texans.
Interesting.
So, that sounds like...
Well, you know what? People are finally starting to bet. I guarantee you people were holding off, and so...
Well, that's got to be...
That's your early money coming in.
I don't think that's early money. I think that's a 1.5. That's got to be heavy money.
Well, I think it's heavy money, but I think people are finally... The guys that will move the line are betting now.
Okay.
Like, Fezzik's out there making his bets now, and that's moving the line. But I don't think there's been a ton of action... yet, because I don't think people were convinced there was going to be a season. So you're not going to jump in.
Yeah, that's true. You don't want to put money
take
down
that at 10.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So,
but yeah, 1.5 of value for the Texans if you're into that, or if you think the Texans are going to lose, now you're even more excited.
Yeah,
if you're looking to fade that big push,
that's an easier number to go with. And it goes back to what we were talking about earlier. I'm really unsure. Usually I've been out to I go out to Texans camp at least three times, and like Jerome was talking about, you see him early, you see him in the middle, and then you see him near the end, and you know kind of know where the team's going to be. And I haven't had a chance to do any of that, and you know, because I'm not a tier one. Not that I'd go out there anyway, frankly. I have no interest in being around other journalists right now. Not that I ever do. But so I don't know what they're going to look like. I don't know how fast they're picking things up. I don't know how healthy they are. And my article for Thursday just kind of looks at the key players at each position. I mean, their roster is pretty damn well set. There's not a whole lot of guesswork there. And so that's kind of what it's about. And, you know, and I kind of feel like based on just, and you have to kind of look back at last year, I feel like the secondary is a big question mark again. I don't really know that they're upgraded there. I feel like the defensive line could either be okay or a real weakness because, you know, I don't know. There's some guys who could be good, and there's a bunch of guys who are just guys, right? And, you know, I don't know what their pass rush is going to look like on that side of the ball because I don't know what they're doing differently than they did last year. All of those are things that they might be better at, but they might be just as bad.
Yeah.
And offensively, I think they have a chance to be interesting. But again, it's going to come down to is David Johnson even half of what he used to be? If he is, they have a chance to have a good running game. I think the receivers are going to be fine, even when Will Fuller gets hurt.
When?
Yeah, because, I mean, I still think they've got three viable guys, but and I think the offensive line is going to be a strength. But I don't know. I haven't seen any of it because we haven't had a chance to. And I know they put some YouTube videos out there, but they haven't done anything that's going to be anything that's going to be too revealing. So, yeah, I know less about this team going into the season, and we haven't had even the preseason games you don't learn anything from, but you can at least see some guys who are out there performing who maybe you didn't think much of. But I think that unknown really makes it weird for me. So basically I have to go on what was the last thing I saw? Kansas City beating their ass after going down.
By 1 million.
Yeah. And do I think Kansas City's going to be better this year? No, but guess what? They don't have to be better based on what we saw last year.
They've got some room to regress.
I don't know, 20 points worth.
Maybe. Yeah.
So.
All right. I got to tell you about Elite Health. Elite Health, if you are suffering from BPH or someone you know is suffering from BPH, an enlarged prostate, you may have a frequent need to urinate, increased urination at night, difficulty starting to pee. If that's you or someone you know, you don't need surgery. It's not. I know in the past that used to be the deal. You had to go in, and it involved a drill going inside your penis. A lot of horrible things. And the truth of it is, your penis, there's a chance that it wouldn't work ever again. No one wants that. So Dr. Andrew Doe at Elite Health came up with a different idea. He's the first doctor in Houston to do this procedure called PAE. It's an advanced, minimally invasive procedure. They use X-ray technology to treat the prostate. And you're in and out in a few hours. No drill, no nothing. It's the good stuff. No one in Houston has done as many PAE procedures as Dr. Doe. He's the guy you want, and it's covered by most insurance plans. Learn more today, 832-850-4618. That's 832-850-4618. And check them out online. ChoosePAE.com.
Fighting my fellow air, and I'm growing more bitter. Looking for fresh air. When I'm looking out my window, I'm hoping the sun appears.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Last segment. Hey, you know what matters? Soccer. Glenn Davis coming up next. Always the best soccer show on the planet. Even better than those guys with English accents. Glenn Davis is the best. You producing that tonight, Aaron?
Yes, I am.
And you can tell him I said that. He has the best soccer show there is, period. And I'm not being sarcastic. All right, let's do a little Hey Man Bleep That. I'll go first.
I'll just let Aaron go first. Okay. I feel like one of us always goes first.
Fine, Aaron, go first.
Okay. AJ heard a little bit of my ranting of this earlier today, but on Reddit, I follow a group that talks about craft beer in Colorado, and next Thursday, I'm leaving for Colorado for a wedding. So this week, one of the breweries in Golden is having a big anniversary party. Somebody posted about it. They have food trucks and bands and games and all that stuff. And I just replied, dang, I won't be in town till next week, but I plan on swinging by when I get to Denver to pick up some brew. Well, somebody decided to write a diatribe and go off on me and tell me, don't I dare come to Colorado because I could bring the virus with me and I'll be in a giant plane with people who knows where they'll come from too. So I am high risk to just transmit the disease to all of Colorado because nobody has it in Colorado. And also the fact that I'm going to a wedding, I should be ashamed. So I quickly responded and said, you know, I appreciate your care and concern, but I'm still going to Colorado one way or another. Now, if you own that brewery and you're telling me you don't want me to spend my money there, cool. Let me know and I will stay away. But it's not really, if you really have an issue and you're this scared of that virus, A, don't ever leave your house, and B, talk to your local politicians and tell them to lock the state down from any visitors going in or out. So I get we're in a pandemic, but I also explained I follow all these rules. I social distance. I wear a mask. I sanitize everything I come in contact with. Y'all see me. That's how I start the show every day. But for this dude who's so terrified that I might bring the evil Rona with me from Texas to Colorado because nobody has it in Colorado, hey, man, f*** that.
See, we should have let him back clean up because that was a good one.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
But I had already heard it, so it's okay.
Oh, well, the rest of us hadn't.
So, you know, like the crazy kids these days, you better check on your kids. Your kids are in college.
One of them's graduated now.
Oh, is he already?
Yeah. He's,
time flies.
Graduated with
it?
Honors. He's working and doing grad school.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So now, like, you know how there used to be, like, the Tide Pod Challenge and then the Hot Stove Challenge and all that? Well, the latest TikTok trend involves taking enough Benadryl that you hallucinate but not die. So, obviously, now we're investigating into the death of a 15-year-old teen from Oklahoma, a 15-year-old girl from Oklahoma. Basically, you take enough of the allergy medication to either hallucinate or trip and then share the experience on TikTok. The dose that can cause a hallucinization is very close to the death or to the dose that can cause death. You know, that taking too much Benadryl can disrupt how a person's heart pumps blood, which can cause seizures and other long-term problems as well as death. The latest alleged victim, a 15-year-old from Oklahoma City, died last month from a Benadryl overdose, and it's not exactly clear how much she consumed, and family are convinced she didn't intentionally take her own life. But yeah, this TikTok challenge now of the Benadryl guys, what are we doing? When are we going to learn? Stop doing these challenges. It's not good. So I say, hey man, that.
Stop doing TikTok too, because if that's never mind. All right, this is one of my pet peeves, and I just bring it up because I think people get fed things by our news organizations, and they just trust them blindly. And so, I've been half joking about doing the positive Rona news, and I don't want to just pick on the Chronicle because this is everybody, but this is their story today. You know, they do a daily Rona update, basically. Here's their update. COVID-19 cases in Texas rose to 630,493 on Sunday, a one-day increase of nearly 3,000 cases, according to Houston Chronicle data. Texas also added 76 new deaths, bringing the state's total to 12,740. And then it talks about the positive test rate and what that is. It says, in the Houston region, cases increased to 152,739, while deaths increased to 2,882. First off, deaths are always going to increase. And that number is always going up,
yeah.
Right? Yeah, let's just start with that. But it said Harris County reported 1,089 new cases and is now at 105,757 total. Okay, here's where I have two problems. First off, that 1,089 new cases, as I mentioned earlier in the show, is a pretty good number comparatively speaking. That's not that many. And we're not at 105,000 cases total because guess what? A lot of those people are over it now. Again, not reported. But here's what is the most annoying thing. The very last line of the story. Hospitalizations in Texas dropped for the 11th straight day. Now, isn't that good news?
Yeah.
Shouldn't that be higher up? Shouldn't we, before we just go doom, 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 oh, look at all these cases. Oh, but hospitalizations are down for the 11th straight day. That is a positive.
That is a positive.
Why is that the last effing sentence of the story? Because all they want to do is just get you to keep reading and just keep, you know, being scared to death. And, you know, come on, man. I mean, I got to tell you, this kind of stuff is just stupid. I mean, the news needs to, there needs to be times when you say, you know what, this isn't all bad. And that is, to that I say,
hey, man, f*** that.
Yeah. And I will continue to be your non-pedo source for positive corona news.
Thank you, Fred. We need that.
Yeah, I just, it's not just them, though, man. And I don't want to sound like I'm picking on them because AP does it with stuff. And it's not just the Rona either. It just, anytime there's anything that goes wrong in the world, it's like awful, 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 awful. Look at this, look at this, look at this. Oh, and the good news.
And here's a bit of good news to go with all this doom and gloom.
Yeah, I mean, it's, I just think that, I just wish the things were a little more balanced, that's all. And don't, I know we have to scare people to death because that's what you do, but, you know, that's a positive because that was our big concern, right, was hospitalizations.
Yeah.
Are the hospitals overwhelmed? And that's 11 straight days where it's dropped?
That's a good sign.
Yeah. I think that's the story. I'd like to hear why. Because all these other numbers you're giving me are just scaring the crap out of me, right? Oh, they're up to this. It's up to this.
And you're tired of being afraid.
Oh, I'm not afraid. I don't care. I'm not going to go out and tempt the Rona, but I'm just saying, I ain't scared of this stuff. All right, that's going to wrap it up. Yeah, not bad for a Tuesday, I got to say. I was really confused as to what day it was when I came in because most of the stuff I do on Monday I had to do today just because I had a bunch of other things. And so I felt like it was Monday. And so that was another reason why I was kind of excited. I got here and it's like, oh, it's Tuesday. It's not Monday after all.
It's Tuesday, yeah, baby.
All righty. Hope everybody has an awesome one. We will be back tomorrow for a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Till then, stay Rona-free, bitches.
ESPN 97.5.